KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, currently mostly sunny, 44 degrees here at the KJAN studios. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, if you've been driving through town here in Atlantic or live in town here in Atlantic, you may have noticed a small fire that's currently taking place near 9th and Elm Streets here in Atlantic. Fortunately, it is nothing to be concerned about, as when we spoke to the fire department, they say it was a controlled burn that was started yesterday morning, and they were trying to burn down an old city-owned building, as the Atlantic Fire Department now has more details.
It was an old abandoned house. It was a dilapidated structure that I think the city owns now. So we just burnt the home down to get rid of it, use it as a training deal for the firemen here.
Once again, that was taking place near 9th and Elm over in that area of Atlantic. And the fire department we spoke to said that it shouldn't be any more than one or two days where we have more of those fumes from the fire taking place still.
Other than, I haven't been by it today. I'm sure it's going to be smoldering for another day or two. It's kind of the nature of the stuff like that. It's probably smoldering. But that's kind of part of it when you do something like that. It cleans up the neighborhood, but it's going to make it a little inconvenience for a day or two.
KJAN News Time is now 8:01.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Ricky, what in the world are you doing?
Crystal, I'm getting ready for tailgate season by combining two of America's pastimes, country music and football. I just wish there was a way I could conveniently take my TV with me while tailgating.
I can't help you with your singing, but I do have a solution for your TV issue. With Dish Network's Tailgater, a portable, fully automatic HD antenna which allows you to be watching the pregame show within minutes of pulling into the parking lot, with no alignment necessary. All you need is the Tailgater with the appropriate receiver, and you'll be the go-to person for all the highlights on game day.
That's exactly what I need, so I'll be the man on game day.
Now, Ricky, there's only one place this season to get a Dish Network for your home and the Tailgater for your RV at the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or check us out on Facebook.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
A collision between a car and a semi Sunday afternoon resulted in the death of a Carroll County woman. The Iowa State Patrol says 83-year-old Irene Catherine Klon of Carroll died when her 2002 Buick Century crossed over the center line of Highway 71 and collided with a semi-tractor trailer. That accident happened at about 3 miles north of Exira as Klon was traveling north on 71. The patrol says the driver of the semi, 42-year-old Michael Miller of Buckeye, Arizona, swerved onto the shoulder of the road to avoid the crash, but the car hit the semi near its fuel tank. The car then spun around and ended up on the east shoulder. The semi then came to rest in the west ditch. Klon, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. The accident does remain under investigation. Officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division have issued an alert about a man who sold vehicles with their odometers allegedly rolled back. On Wednesday, September 21st, investigators with the DOT arrested 49-year-old Gerald McGee of Des Moines on a warrant for 8 counts of fraudulent practice in the second degree, which is a Class D felony. A Class D felony is punishable by up to 5 years in prison and up to $7,500 in fines. McGee is accused of tampering with and reducing the mileage on the odometers of 8 motor vehicles that were sold to unsuspecting buyers. Anyone who purchased a vehicle from McGee and suspects the mileage of the vehicle may have been altered are asked to contact the Iowa Department of Transportation's Office of Motor Vehicle Enforcement at 866-908-4636. The investigation into McGee's alleged activities was conducted with the assistance of the Iowa Attorney General's Office Consumer Protection Division. Also, the Iowa Department of Transportation has made some changes to the traffic cameras and speed sensor information it provides on its website. Spokesperson Sinclair Stolle says they're integrating all that information now onto one site completely.
We've been in the process of migrating streaming video to our main 511 website. And in eastern Iowa, the speeds and cameras used to be separate websites from our main 511 website. And now we have brought all of that to the main 511 site, and we've also added streaming video.
The cameras used to be on a different site. Stolle says you can now get online and see how fast traffic is moving and also see that via the cameras in a better format on the website.
If you want to turn on other items so that you can see that there are closures or lane reductions or other information that would impact traffic, you can turn those on at that time. But what those links do where that says cameras and speeds only is it if you happen to have other things turned on in that view, it'll turn them all off and just turn on your speeds and cameras.
Stolle says the traffic cameras and speed sensors are a popular part of the traffic information on the website.
When you look at the...
We've had, let's see, like in 2010, we had about 6 million web visits to our 511 sites, and then so far this year we have a little over 3 million.
You can now access all that information online at www.511ia.org. Well, the players may have changed, but the game plan is not. That's the word out of Guthrie County with regard to the Eclipse Wind Energy Project. The Guthrie County Times reports a transfer of deed last August between Clipper Wind Power out of Ventura, California, and MidAmerican Energy. And that means MidAmerican has purchased the rights to the project, which calls for the construction of 60 wind turbines in southwestern Guthrie County. Plans for the $206.5 million Eclipse project began back in 2006, but Clipper Wind Power experienced financial setbacks, and according to Guthrie County Assessor Rusty Pearson, the company had problems securing affordable transmission lines. The project experienced delays in getting underway to the point where construction, which was to have begun in early 2010, was expected to start later this year. Officials with MidAmerican Energy told Pearson they intend to move ahead with the project now that they assumed responsibility for it and look to have construction bids awarded by late this fall. The company has an incentive to finish the project sooner rather than later. If it's not done by the end of 2012, they stand to lose a large government grant for the project. Some workers at a Sioux City mail processing center could be paid even if they don't work after the facility closes. The U.S. Postal Service is closing the center on Friday and transferring the work to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Spokesperson Richard Watkins says that about 100 workers have taken other mail jobs and 40 others are on standby status. Those standby workers will have to take other Postal Service jobs before their contracts expire in 2015. In the meantime, Watkins says they could be asked to report to the Sioux City Post Office and sit in a room until called upon when needed. Under the contract, those 40 union workers would get $1.72 million plus benefits for doing little or no work altogether. The state of Iowa says nearly 394,000 Iowans received food assistance of some sort last August. Officials say that's another record in a string of records set monthly more than 5 years. The number grows throughout the states. For example, Linn County Community Food Bank in Cedar Rapids says it served nearly 29% more families this year than it had by this time back in 2010. The executive director of the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board will question the state's top education official about his free trip to Brazil. Reports say that Megan Tooker told the Des Moines Register that she couldn't comment on whether Iowa Education Department Director Jason Glass violated state ethics laws until she talks with him about it. Glass's trip earlier this month to Rio de Janeiro Education's conferences was sponsored by the Council of Chief State School Officers and paid for by the Pearson Foundation grant. The foundation is tied to a London-based corporation, Pearson, which has more than $4.8 million in contracts with the state of Iowa. Glass said he was not awarded any contracts to Pearson since joining the Branstad administration and has denied any conflict of interest. And also, Iowa will not pursue criminal charges against a Texas company that's accused of exploiting developmentally disabled workers at a turkey plant. According to the Des Moines Register, the Iowa Attorney General's office says the civil penalties that other agencies have obtained against Henry's Turkey Service and its owners will hold the company accountable and serve as a deterrent. Hill Country Farms of Goldwaith, Texas, does business as Henry's Turkey Service, and for years it supplied the workers to a turkey processing plant in West Liberty. KJAN News Time is now 8:10.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
In our funeral announcements, 90-year-old Darlene Mary Peterson Kay of Council Bluffs has died. Funeral services for Darlene Mary Peterson Kay will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Minden. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs is in charge of the arrangements. And 81-year-old Billy Wesley Taylor of Atlantic and formerly from Casey died on Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Billy Taylor will be held this morning at 10:30 in the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita is in charge of the arrangements for the service. That's a look at news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News.